Okay, so hello everyone. My name is my name is Babis. It's just simplified for Harlan Bus. And today we'll give you a short presentation of what we do. But before, let me introduce about us, what we are, who we are, and what we do. We are a young company. We mostly do research in virtualization systems. We have a quite, and that's also will work as a disclaimer for today, because we like to see things from the bottom up, not from the top down, so we are quite closer to, let's say, the OS. We mostly work in the operating systems, in the kernel, in virtualization systems, in hardware in hardware acceleration, and also lately with cloud and bridging the gap between cloud and IoT and edge devices. So, about today, we'll talk about WASM, but I'm not going to take a lot of time there because I'm pretty sure you mostly know more things than me on WASM. We will look a bit on the environment, on the runtime environment, some kind of security concerns that there might be, especially for in the context of cloud and multi-tenant environments. And then we'll see how we can integrate unikernels with WASM and how we can easily build them and how we can deploy them. So I think this summarizes quite the greatness of WebAssembly. We can take almost any code written in any language, almost, and we can run it everywhere, almost, if we have a WebAssembly runtime. And this is great. Like it has an amazing potential to do that. But portability is not the only great thing of WebAssembly. We also have very, very fast spawn time. We also have the sandbox execution. And these kind of things made people in the cloud and in other kind of environments, except of the browser that WebAssembly was initially was introduced to be interested about WebAssembly and want to use it. We will focus a bit more in the sandbox perspective of WebAssembly because we come from the side of operating system and virtualization and how these things integrate well. And also one other thing, when we mean host and guest in our, if I ever say host and guest, I mean host as the operating system host and guest as the VM guest. So this is a pretty, let's say, abstract view of what exactly a runtime would look in a WebAssembly, what makes WebAssembly very safe. So we have a separated memory for the instruction, separated memory for the memory of the program, and we also have a stack-based massing. These kind of things make WebAssembly really safe because we cannot easily, the instruction table is mutable. It means we cannot change it. We can only play around with the memory, but we cannot do a lot of things in the instruction. And then we have the function table for the indirect calls. So the WebAssembly is a binary instruction format, and we have to use some further compilation to run in any machine. And this is what the VM and the runtime of WebAssembly does. And the thing here is that also the VM is responsible to enforce this kind of isolations that I just mentioned. That, for example, we are not allowed to write in this kind of memory. We are not allowed to do some specific things. And on top of that, because initially WebAssembly was supposed to be just have any communication with the outside world, we have the WASI, which is the, let's say, the interface that the WebAssembly people are trying to create a common interface, a standard interface, so we can communicate with the outside world. And it's getting a very nice process, to be honest. It's really well done and very well defined and very careful implementation of how to do that. And as previously said, some people like about integration of with POSIX and stuff. So another great thing that WASI does and allow us to be more secure with WebAssembly is a capability-based system, which is very strong. And we have a very fine-grained control of what resources we can give to every WASM module or component and how they integrate together, how they communicate, and all these kind of things. These are really great, great things. However, WebAssembly is not cannot solve all the problems out there. And especially, there have been quite a lot of studies that show about some kind of traditional bugs or attacks that have been in WebAssembly. mostly on the binary perspective. I have a few mentions here. The first link that you see here is a paper, Everything Old is New Again. It's a very popular paper regarding the binary safety of WebAssembly modules. And the thing here is that because of how WebAssembly is constructed and how we have the separation of memory and the instruction, someone cannot really take advantage of these bugs in the same way as they would do it in a normal, let's say, CPU or somewhere else. So they can mess up with the memory, they can do a lot of things, they can loop all the time around, but they still need to do more things to get outside of the sandbox, and that's what we care. However, don't forget that WebAssembly runs on top of a runtime, and the runtime is a piece of software. I have here some CVs, quite strong CVs that have been found in WASM time. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to find any other public CVs and in general any other bug reports about in other kind of runtimes. And there have been also some kind of there is a lot of fuzzing that goes on in these kind of runtimes, and that's great. They really try to test and make it as robust as possible. But don't forget that it's again a piece of software. There will always be bugs. Imagine like the Linux kernel is around for so many years, there are so many bugs. Containers are around so many years, there are so many bugs. These kind of things are, you know, like make us a bit uncomfortable when we are running in a multi-tenant environment. And don't forget user misconfiguration. Like in containers, we can really, really take a container and really, really shrink it and don't allow it to communicate a lot with the outside world. But still, for example, seccomp. Like we can make an application with a very strict seccomp filter, but as we go later, this seccomp filter might not work in another application. This creates frustration to the user, and we end up adding more and more than what we actually need. So the thing here is that what exactly we can do to create, a more layered, more layers of isolation. So one idea is to use virtual machines, the traditional way of strong isolation. And the other way is using containers that have been around also with pros and cons for its way. So we take another approach. We believe that another approach is more viable. And we can do that with a unikernel. A unikernel is a very specialized single address space virtual machine that is usually constructed from library operating systems. So the idea of unikernels is imagine that you have a VM with a container running inside and all these kind of things. And then you see these kind of orange, maybe, dots. These are only the things that the application really needs. And that's what the unikernel can do. They can take only the specific parts of every piece of software that the application needs, and it can combine it in one binary. Of course, this creates us the benefit of very fast boot times, reduced attack surface, truly isolated because of the VM isolation, and very small footprint and overhead. On the drawbacks, it's very, very, very difficult to run applications in these kind of environments. And yeah, the integration with existing tools is not that great. So on one side, we have the unikernels that they have that they can provide the low-level setup for us, for the VM, for us, let's say, the operating system. We have the memory management that they can provide. We have the I/O things that they can also provide, and the strong isolation. And the small overhead. And then we also have WebAssembly, which kind of acts as like upper layers where we can have the process thread, whatever we can call it, separation and management. We have a standard application interface that higher level applications can interact with the other parts of the kernel. And there are also no extreme dependencies. We just need the runtime. So this sounds really good match. Like as Dan said in the beginning, like this could be really good match of having just a WASM runtime running on top of a very, very tiny, tiny unikernel. And that's what we wanted to explore. Of course, we are not the first ones who thought about this. There are quite a lot of other projects that have already tried and they're working on that. Muse is a great example for that. It's really, really, it's a really, really nice work. It's written in Zig. It tries to be a complete WebAssembly unikernel. Without any other support, not a generic unikernel. And then we also have Unicraft, which is a more generic unikernel, and it has Linux binary compatibility and support for WAMR, for older versions of WAMR. And OSV also has support for WASMR. And then there was another project lately, Hermit WASM, which was based on Rusty Hermit, and it had support for WASMI. Of course, there are more other kind of approaches there that they also focus on creating some kind of kernels, mostly for WebAssembly. And we cheated. So instead, we didn't really create a unikernel, but what we thought, what we did, and also in the meantime, before we do that, and what we also saw in the containers dev room yesterday, was that we could take the Linux kernel and we can shrink it. We can really, really configure it to make it very, very, very tiny, very, very, very small. And we can just run it as the basis for our WASM runtime. And this is allow us to have support for any WASM runtime that exists out there. And we can have a very, very tiny Linux kernel running just to provide the essentials for the VM setup and the I/O. And that's the one part. The other part is how we integrate these kind of things with the existing technologies. And we know that WASM is, needs some kind of work with tooling. At least that's what some people are saying. And we know that unikernels are very far away from being even better on that. And we know that WASM is already able to be deployed as containers. So how can we do that even adding one more, let's say, bad user-friendly, not user-friendly stack? So we do that with Bunny, which is allows us to build WASM unikernels with like containers. And we also deploy WASM unikernels with UrnC. So at first about Bunny. So Bunny is based on a build kit. It's an NLLB front-end. And it tries to, you give an input, and it tries to configure and find the perfect match for the libOS and the dependencies of the application. It aims to simplify the process of creating unikernels and having a more, let's say, generic way of building different kind of unikernels, taking care of any dependencies that any unikernel framework might have. It also aims to provide a very, very close to container-like experience. I will show you it's just a Docker build thing. It can generate various outputs, of course, and it has a layered building process in order to have a more efficient building queue. So as a sort of demo, I will come here and I will go to Unicraft. And here I will show you the Bunny file. So this is what you have to define. You simply say the Unicraft as the platform that you want to have, the monitor that you want to execute it on top, and the application that you want to run. So the application here is going to be this Hello World. And we can just add, one more thing, and then we can just build it. Let's name it Unicraft Hello WASM. Okay, there is no such name, of course, it's a different name. Okay, and this will build a unikernel. It will just compile in the different steps. It will compile the Hello World as a WASM module, and then it will integrate it inside the unikernel, the Unicraft unikernel. So if we want to do the same with Muse, we can do that here. We will take the Hello World example again. We'll go to the Bunny file. This Bunny file. And we will just simply define a different framework, the Muse here, and we have Rust as a language implementation here, because we can see here, this is the Hello World. We can also change it a bit. And we can simply do the same thing. I'll change that. I'll also do this one. And now it will build a Muse unikernel. So we have a different unikernel that we built, but again, it's a different process. We first build the WAS module, and then depending on which unikernel we target, we have a different, I will leave this working. It will take some time. So now we'll talk how we can deploy this kind of unikernels. So we do that with uranc. Uranc is aiming to be the RANC of unikernels. It's a CRI compatible runtime written in Go. It's very extensible. We can easily add support for more guests and more hypervisors. It hides the complexity of unikernel framework specific command line options. And the key differences between other container runtimes is that we use VMs. We spawn the applications directly inside the VM, and we manage the application through the VMM. So we treat the VM as the actual process of the container. To give a better overview of what exactly this looks like in some kind of isolation boundaries, at first we have RANC, that is just running a typical container in an application that creates a container. Then we have the case of RANWAC, that allows us to create to run a WebAssembly over the WASM runtimes with containers. And we can see that it simply creates a container and just spawns a WASM runtime that will that will run the WASM component. The uranc takes a different approach, and we create an environment for the WASM runtime inside the VM. So that's the difference that happens in uranc. So to have integration with Kubernetes, we use TC mirroring for having access to the network from the unikernel from the VM. And we also have, for storage, we can have anything that the unikernel can support. And regarding the sidecar containers, one key difference is that we don't treat them as part of the, let's say, of the untrusted part. Yeah, sidecar containers are the ones that we, as people in the, we build the whole system, the whole thing. That's what, it's our code, it's trusted code, it's not user code. We don't have any problem there. So I can return back to the demo here. So we have built a few unikernels here, and I can run them. So I don't remember what was the name, okay. So this is the first one. I can simply do a Docker run, and I will just use here the, I will just define the uranc as a container runtime. I'll just run it. It will build a unicraft and look, and it also has the hello WASM FOSDEM thing. And that was too fast. It wasn't really easy to show anything. We can also do the thing with, if I have time, do I have time?
7 minutes.
7 minutes, okay. I can try to build this server here. Let's build it. Oops. Okay. And let's run it. This is an HTTP simple thing. Okay, this guy. So this will take, oh yeah, I have to give some more memory here. Okay, and here we have, yeah, that was not really clever from my side. I don't have one more cell. Let's try and do that again. Oh, no. What was the command? Ah. Okay, so let's copy this command. Let's run it here. Okay, and here we can do a Docker PS. We can get the IP of this container. And we can do a curl. Yeah, as you can see, it listens to different port. And we have the hello world here. So that's how it works. I have to say that this work is partially funded from European projects. And as a summary, we know that WASM is an emerging and promising technology. We prefer in a multi-tenant environment to have security in depth. And we believe that unikernels are very nice abstractions on top of underneath of WASM to provide this kind of secure environment. We created a tool, Bunny, to help people create WASM unikernels, and we also have the UrnC that is able to deploy this kind of unikernels. So you can check out the code in GitHub, and that's all from my side. So what we like the unikernel is just running inside the VM. So what we do is that we take the WASM runtime. In the case of like, if I go back in slides, so we have the WASM runtime with the WASM time or whatever runtime running on top of Linux that is inside the VM, and then outside, we use containers to create this kind of. Like to have access to the network, to create all these kind of goodies with C groups and all these kind of things.
I see. So part of the unikernel, the libOS, must include all of the container support also, right?
No, because...
That's inside the VM?
Yes, because that's inside the VM.
Interesting. Okay, cool. Thanks.
Yeah, so that's one thing. So Muse is a completely written from scratch WASM runtime. It's very nice. Check it out. Big shout out to the people there. The Unicraft, the one that we found, the WAMR, is quite old right now. It's around 4 years old. But there is a thing. Unicraft is very, very easy to use and very like you can run whatever runtime you want on top. It has binary compatibility. So most of updating the runtime would not be difficult. In our case, what we saw yesterday is that we could have Linux, a very early version of Linux, 6.18, for example, 6.8, if I don't remember, and we can run any runtime that you want there, from WASMtime, WASMEDS, WAMR, WASMER, you name it, and it can run on top of it. Of course, it's if any runtime needs something specific from the kernel, because we try to strip down the kernel, it doesn't have a lot of things inside. Like we don't have user management, we don't have a lot of things inside. If a runtime needs this kind of features, then we have to add them in the Linux kernel. Like.
How well is WASM threads supported?
Sorry.
WASM threads, how well are they supported?
It's up to the runtime. We don't touch anything in the runtime. We just spawn the runtime inside the VM. That's all we do. So if the runtime has support for threads, well, the thing is that the VM by itself, in the context that we use it, it's single-threaded. But we can have some support for. But yeah, we can see how SMP and this kind of things will work in the VM scenario. Yeah, so I understand that WASM is going to be very, very fast to spawn compared to this kind of stack. But as we saw yesterday, like in typical containers, you had like around 600 milliseconds boot time running a WASM thing. This can take 700 milliseconds. So if you simply deploy a WASM a thing with just a container, like run WASI or something like that, this is safer and it can have almost the same boot time. That's one use case. The other use case would be in a different model that you have this kind of small unikernels running around, and waiting for WASM modules to just embed them and then you just run them. It, like having, for example, instead of running them everything in the host, you can just have a pool of unikernels and just embed stuff there to execute.
What are the main security advantages of running in the unikernel instead of running the WASM runtime in the container? Because from what I understand, you first have to escape the WASM sandbox, the WASM runtime sandbox. Then you would need to also find exploits in the container sandboxing as well. Mm-hmm. So what makes the VM a better security?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the thing here is that in general, WASM has much better, let's say, much more stricter sandbox compared to other technologies, like, I mean, running host on the host. But the problem in the multi-tenant environment is that you don't want to share your kernel. You don't want to share the, like, if anything happens in any of these kind of piece of software, even in the, like, in the container runtime, either in the WASM runtime, you don't want to have anyone escape that. If you escape, you lost your machine. You're done. And this is like in public cloud. It's like, for example, Azure is created the Hyperlight thing to just run WASM things inside the KVM. Just because they are their public cloud, they don't want to let anyone escape and have any access to the host machine.
Thank you.